From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now to the suburbs of Denver and to a handful of undecided voters who tuned into the third and final presidential debate last night, hoping it would help them make up their minds. Polls suggest Colorado is currently leaning toward Obama. 4 years ago, George Bush won the state by a slim margin. Here's NPR's Ina Jaffe.
If John McCain is going to hang on to Colorado, the undecided voters who were at this debate watch party are exactly the ones he has to win. They were Republicans and independents, and one Libertarian, mostly white and mostly older. They waited for the final showdown in front of the big flat-screen TV at Jackie and Bob Zermelin's house in a bucolic hamlet in Arapahoe County near Denver. Mary Jo Osmai is a retired civil servant and lifelong Republican.
I'm undecided because I like some of Obama's policies, especially Obama's policy on diplomacy and talking to other nations.
Even if their nation's unfriendly to the United States. John McCain, however, spoke to another issue close to her heart.
I like his right-to-life policy. The pro-choice policy of Obama is something that bothers me.
Fellow Republican Dennis Reynolds, a former mayor of the town of Littleton, was worried about McCain's temperament.
He's kind of a hothead, and I think he's been jumping all over the map on this economy thing lately. You know, he rushes off, cancels his campaign, rushes back to Washington, then doesn't do anything. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Not long ago, Republicans like Reynolds and Osmai dominated here in Arapahoe County. But now the voter rolls are almost evenly divided between Republicans, independents, and Democrats. Independent Susan Dozier said she recently left the Republican Party to send a message.
That they needed to be more moderate and less on the extreme.
The Arapahoe County League of Women Voters provided cookies, coffee, and notepaper, but otherwise left everyone to the task at hand.
When we welcome Barack Obama and John McCain.
As newsman Bob Schieffer moderated the 90-minute forum, everyone in the room remained quiet, riveted, no talking back to the TV. After two debates without coming to a decision, the third time was the charm for host Bob Zermelin, a longtime Republican.
And I was hoping that McCain would come out and tell me that his tax plan was so much better than anybody else's, and I could vote my pocketbook, and I would be very happy.
But Zermelin found Obama's plan more credible.
Obama came out and said, we are going to all have to make some sacrifices. There was something that was very sincere about his approach, and very practical and sensible and reasonable.
In fact, out of eight people here, seven said they were now either going to vote for Obama or they were leaning that way. Susan Dozier said Obama didn't seem as liberal as she'd expected.
He talked about personal responsibility in both education and in getting out of the economic problems. And I liked when he talked about who his advisors were. They were Republicans, independents, and Democrats. They were not all from his party.
Another independent, engineering contractor Cheng Lo, said McCain's attacks on Obama were a turnoff.
You see McCain fall back to those Karl Rove-style tactics where you just keep on hammering the same point away, whether it be true or not, and I don't think that worked for him.
Dennis Reynolds agreed. He admired Obama's cool.
Obama showed his ability to stand up and respond to everything that came his way.
But Reynolds said he could still change his mind. There are nearly 3 weeks till Election Day. Plenty of time, he said, for any politician to blow it. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Denver.